Earlier this year, Governor Ducey signed a bill into law that loosens regulations on anonymous campaign donations, or so-called dark money. Proponents called it an extension of free speech, but many others are concerned about how it could affect the political landscape. The Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting has created a new tool that will monitor dark money filings with the Secretary of State's office. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with one of the creators of this, and they're calling it a Twitter bot. Lauren, what exactly is a Twitter bot?
Yeah, Steve. So it's an automated program that sort of scrubs these financial filings and then tweets out the information so everyone can see it. So I talked to Evan Wyloge with AZCIR about this, and he says they developed this because they've seen a lot more dark money in recent elections here in the state.
There was some legislation that was passed this past session that deals with dark money. And what that legislation does is it locks these dark money groups into a categorization with the Secretary of State's, jurisdiction that says that they will never be scrutinized for their spending and, you know, questioned as to whether they should receive the dark money categorization, which allows them to make expenditures without saying where the money comes from. Instead, they would have to become in bad standing with the IRS before anything like that would happen.
So this is going to be like a Twitter account people can follow, right? So what exactly will trigger a tweet from this bot?
So as this bot is, you know, looking at the Secretary of State's website, deciding that this expenditure is a dark money expenditure, it's going to automatically be tweeted out from AZ Dark Money Bot. That's the Twitter handle. You know, so if you're interested in that sort of stuff, just follow that account and you'll see those things come across. And they should happen within a matter of minutes.
All right. And what kind of groups are you going to be focused on with this bot? Is it 501c3s or super PACs? Anybody?
It's not just anybody. It's all of the groups that fall into a special category, which the Secretary of State refers to as IE Labor Corp. LLC. Now, these are typically nonprofit groups, labor unions, or trade associations that have to file when they spend money to affect an election, but they are not classified as a political committee, so they don't ever have to file those quarterly reports or those semi-regular reports that say, here's who gave us our money.
Right. So what is this account, and what are these tweets going to tell, like, the average person? What will they be able to find out from this?
You know, they may just be curious, interested to see who's getting the dark money spent to help them or to hurt them. For reporters or journalists out there who pay attention to this stuff, we're hoping this can be a tool where they can keep an eye on this stuff and maybe look for interesting stuff as it pops up. For instance, you know, just in the last week, there was expenditures to help elect a guy named Ross Grohn and help reelect a legislator named Rusty Bowers. And there were expenditures made by two different dark money groups on the same day. So that right there is, you know, something that's interesting. Maybe if there's a reporter out there who's interested in looking into those two groups or those two candidates this time around, you know, they know right away that this is what's going on.
All right. Well, Evan Wyloge with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting, thanks so much for your help today.
Thank you.